Garbage bags are thin sacks of plastic designed to help Americans put garbage in its place, which is out of sight and out of mind. They come in two styles. Kitchen bags, which are white, contain 13 gallons of garbage and usually reside in containers in the house. Trash bags, which are usually brown or black, hold 30 gallons of waste and usually sit in the garbage cans themselves. The garbage bags at the American Studies Museum came in a cardboard box, which will soon go out in a garbage bag. Americans buy $3 billion of garbage bags a year. Garbage is what we call what we've wasted in more ways than one. We waste the materials that go to the curb, but we've also wasted forests, farm fields, and mineral reserves to make the garbage we package so politely. Americans make garbage at home. It's one of the few remaining forms of home production. Each week we fill our houses with materials from the supermarket and the mail and the mall. And each week, with ritual regularity, we discharge it into the waste stream. The average American manufactures between 2 and 4 pounds of garbage a day. In a year's time, for a family of four, that's 3 or 4 tons. For 260 million Americans, by Dr. America's painstaking calculations, that's a lot. The metaphysics of garbage are mystifying because they contradict the computer adage, garbage in, garbage out. Very few Americans tote garbage into their homes, so how is it that they carry so much out? Exactly when does the transubstantiation occur? Exactly when does a commercial commodity become garbage? Some of it indubitably is garbage, Dr. America thinks, even on the store shelves. But most of us don't think it's garbage until later, until after it serves some sort of human purpose, however dubious. The steak bone, for example, has served to keep the cow connected and coherent, and to increase the weight on the butcher's scale. But it hasn't really done much for Dr. America. The waxed paper inside the box did keep the Rice Krispies crispy, but the cardboard box served Dr. America only as in-store advertising and as an optical illusion, inflating his estimate of the edible puffs inside. The news magazine gave Dr. America the illusion that he learned something meaningful, but it also exposed him to more ads than editorial content. For all of these artifacts, they came, they served, they obsolesced. Now, in moving from Dr. America's hand to the kitchen container, they all undergo metamorphosis to a single substance, garbage. Like an errant alchemist, Dr. America magically transmutes precious materials into pure dross. Now, once garbage leaves the home, it undergoes a semantic transformation and becomes municipal solid waste. Quality Waste Control removes Dr. America's garbage from the curb, compacts it with a pressure of 50 pounds per square inch, and trucks it to a landfill, where it is deposited for posterity. Once in the landfill, unfortunately, not much happens. Garbologist William Rathjes' book, Rubbish, is at the top of the heap on this topic, and he observes that while a few things, like food and yard debris, do degrade, most of our garbage is, in effect, mummified. Consequently, our landfills become landfills. We may not build pyramids or preserve historic buildings, but we are preserving something for future generations. Garbage is essentially a lack of imagination. Sewage is another story for another day. For most of us, garbage is an undifferentiated mass of stuff we don't want anything to do with. For some of us, some of it is recycling. For even fewer, some of it is compost, a recycling of organic nutrients back to the earth. For most of us, however, garbage is what David Orr calls a social trap. We don't want a lot of it, but we live in a society organized to produce it and not to produce a wiser way of dealing with it. And so, as individuals, our only rational option is to throw it out. Maybe that's why we call it refuse, because it is our way of refusing to deal with the consequences of our consumption. We don't consume garbage, but our garbage is slowly consuming the earth. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, still holding the bag.